for Radio Dallas.
Oh, really?
You ever heard of Radio in Dallas?
Uh-huh.
Now, what's your name again?
Art.
Art. Well, first of all, tell us about your teeth. Describe your teeth.
Oh, they're gold. They're 10-karat gold. And I got them specially made for my teeth.
Specially made for you?
Yeah. I wear tons of gold. I wear rings and...
You're just not wearing it this evening?
I'm not wearing it. I wear about $6,000 worth of gold. I wear it on Sundays.
To church? Tons.
Yeah, I wear it to church and I wear it to the... I was at the Emerald Dome with all my gold.
Maybe you got your cap here signed by, it looks like a lot of... that's Jerry Jones' autograph right there.
Yeah.
Tell us who you got.
I have Sam Hurst. I have Barbara. And I have Kevin Burnett. And I have... what's his name? Sam Hurst. And
you have Monarchy Party.
And I have Bill Bates right there. And
are you a big Cowboy fan?
Yeah. And look at this one.
Wow.
This one has more. That's about 46 autographs. All Cowboys.
What happened to your thumb? It looks very discolored and in bad repair.
I was at work and this idiot came and slammed the door right on my finger.
You can laugh about it now, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and it hurt it like crazy. And it smashed me good. And I have another jersey here of Rayfield Wright.
We're done talking about the thumb?
Yeah. You want me to talk about it more?
Yeah. Can you animate the thumb and kind of give it a voice and tell us the story about what happened?
Oh, what happened?
No, like do it in a high-pitched voice and the thumb is talking.
Oh, it said, aye. That's what it said, aye. And I told him, you stupid moron. And that's what I told him, man. You stupid ass, I told him. I was smashing my finger, man. And I went to tell him more stuff, but the owner was there, and I didn't want to tell him more stuff. They heard it for a while. Like my blood was going to my finger. So, and I have more jerseys of...
Is this still the thumb talking about the jerseys?
No.
No,
this is about... I just like the Dallas Cowboys.
Who's talking now? Is it a different...
No.
Your feet?
No, it's my mouth.
Okay. This is you talking now. Okay.
Yeah, I'm talking now.
Now, describe your hair for us, Art. Because it's like all shaved except for the front widow's peak, which is grown out like pubic hair.
Yeah. Well, I let it grow, and I put gel on it, and it turns real curly, and it looks bad.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say, hey, you have a bad haircut, man.
Art, do you do anything with your pubic hair?
No, I don't.
You let it grow wild?
Yeah, I let it grow wild.
What else do you have in that bag?
Just that.
Do you have a piece?
No. No, I don't carry
a
piece.
Can you carry a gun? Are you legally able to carry a gun?
No, I'm not. I can't carry a piece, but... I want to because I wear so much gold and money. I carry a large amount of money in my pocket.
Do you have any history with the law or anything?
Yeah, I've been arrested when I was a kid.
For doing what?
In California, I used to hang around with the Cholos.
Cholos?
Yeah, you know, the gangs from Mexico, from California.
You did some gang stuff.
Yeah.
Did you ever knife a guy?
My friends, they did. They knife guys and everything and... Beat them up and put them in the hospital. Every week they were putting somebody in the hospital.
And what was your reaction to that? Did you defend the person that they were attacking, or did you stand in the corner being sexually aroused?
They were my friends, so I didn't say nothing.
Can you sing a song to your fallen friends?
I'm not a good singer.
Well, no, I think they don't mind, you know? Mm. They're in hell right now, probably just wanting to hear your voice again.
Mm. I can't sing.
Just let it go. Just let it go, Art. Just whatever's in your heart, just let it come out in song.
Oh, let there be peace to all the people who hurt each other, and the Lord will forgive them for whatever they have done. That's the best thing I could do.
How about just one more verse?
Let me see. No more killing of your own kind of race, and let there be peace with everybody. It doesn't matter what kind of race you're in, you should always love your race, white or brown, whatever, but no more killing, and let there be peace, because they're your brothers. That's it.
So, yeah. Just no killing your own race?
Any kind of race.
Oh,
yeah. You need a third verse then.
Okay, no more killing of your own third, of any kind of race.
Third?
Let there be peace with everybody, white or black, whatever, brown, let it be peace.
It's okay to kill terrorists, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
How about a verse about it's okay to kill terrorists regardless of their race?
Like the guys that did 9/11.
Yeah. Right? So how about a verse about them?
That's
just
the
to give
one,
just an exception to the okay. rules that you made before.
That's the one race you can...
People who... Terrorists that kill people... She'll rot in hell, and they don't have no heart, and may they not be forgiven, and may they pay for their own mistakes. Whatever they have killed is mine of the devil, and only God's way is the only way, and not killing people is not the Lord's way. So, terrorists, whatever you do, may you punish for what you do, and you burn in hell. Amen.
All right. That's all you could say.
That's the best I could do, man.
I don't know. Any message for Santa Claus?
I want to thank Santa Claus for all the beautiful girls there is. And, you know, all the white chicks and brown chicks and black chicks, whatever. That there's beautiful chicks everywhere. Santa Claus, thank you very much.
Thank you, Art.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate your courage.
Yeah.
God Almighty.
Wow.
May you punish for whatever you do.
I'd forgotten how great that was.
It's just, it's insanity. It just makes my mind just go insane. Listen to that. It's just such a time waste.
I think it's possible that that's the greatest interview in the history of the station.
I agree. I can't think of one better.
No. It was the greatest interview ever before the song.
Right.
But then he launches into the song. Good God.
No, I just let it grow wild.
Jeez.
Gross.
Good to hear from Alamo Art once again from 2009. All right, it's 9:45 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. We'll see how old Norm's getting along next.